basically talking a bit about that with Matt when you guys are key pieces in the game.
Well, first of all, trying to get a good pistol hit. No, got started off with the fastball right down the middle. After that, I got on two strike. Then after that, I was just trying to put the ball in play and make something happen.
Well, do you think you've done enough since you've been here to make them second guess whether or not to send you back down when Angel gets back?
I don't know, man. You know, I just gotta keep enjoying myself, try to help the team win, and anything that I can do on the field. After that, you know, it's they will make the decision.
How does it feel to get the game-winning tonight after last night it was robbed from you, essentially, and tonight you got the opportunity again?
Oh, it feels great. You know, every time you can get the base hit to win the game, it feels amazing for me and our team, the fans, everybody. It's like a little revenge from yesterday, getting the base hit today.
Well, one time when a guy, even a bat, like you did on the previous 3-2 pitch, you hit a ball, a rocket down the left field line, and it's just foul. Like, you got to think, maybe it's not my at bat. How do you overcome the disappointment of hitting a ball just maybe 5 feet foul to get up and then deliver on the next pitch?
Well, I just stay away out of the box, you know, to breathe and I was focused and hitting the ball back up the middle. You know, I pulled up a little bit on that pitch. Should have hit it fair, but, you know, next pitch, was, you know, just try to stay in the middle.
In that throw you made, you were confident all the time you were a good runner? Or?
Yeah, you know, I knew I had a chance as soon as the ball was hit and couldn't get a good grip on the ball, but still the ball was on the line. Got the guy out home.
Are you facing the Florida Miners there?
That guy?
Yeah, that guy.
No, yesterday. I faced him yesterday. Yeah. Yesterday I faced him, so I had a little idea why he had him, you know, sliders, little sink ball.
Well, you played 7 games. Did you know you already lead this team in outfield assists?
No, I didn't know that. So.
You think they're going to stop running on you now?
I guess they're going to keep testing me. You know, you just got to make the good throws again and make them stop running.
Did you have a similar run in the minors where you have so many runners, you know, so many good assists in a few games?
I don't remember that many games, but in a year, I had quite a bit good assists in a year.
What feels better, throwing out a runner in a critical situation like that or getting a game-winning hit?
Both. You know, they mean a lot because I threw the guy out and the game would have changed a lot. So the momentum went towards us in that inning, and came back 2 in and after, and Bell got the huge hit with Torres running, and after that, a couple of guys got on and got the winning hit.
It wasn't that long ago that you made your major league debut in Arizona. Does it feel different now? You've been here a little over a week.
Definitely, you know, here feels different. You know, we got so many great fans. They're more into the game. You know, when you're playing on the road, you got more fans against us than here. So it feels great.
The stage doesn't seem too big for you. Sometimes when that guy comes up for the first time, gets a little nervous, he's not able to play the way he normally can play. It doesn't look like the playing in the big ballpark on TV all the time affects you, does it?
No, it doesn't affect me at all. You know, I play a lot of winnable games, and they're similar to it. You know, the fans, they a lot in the game, and the team I play for in Dominican, we always get a lot of fans, and I've been in a lot of tough situations hitting-wise.
Is the fan reaction here kind of more similar to what you're used to in winter ball?
Yeah, definitely. You know, these fans, they're amazing. They're in the game the whole time, and, you know, they deserve good things from us.